Take a Ride podcast. I'm your host here, Starks. You can find me on my Twitter handle. It's at Starks_industry. You can also find me on Instagram, Fishers of Men 21. I'm not here alone this evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you may be in the fantasy world. I have the wingman running the three, LT the Sage. How you doing today, brother?
Doing good, doing good. Surviving in this wild jungle called the fantasy playoffs. I hope you listeners at home are having a beautiful day, man.
Yes, this is going to be a relatively short episode. We'll just talk about some brief news. We are just kind of focused in on our leagues. We're locked in. And I know this is like the most important time for us to share you guys content for this time. But we wanted to at least get this episode out because we're obviously doing a whole lot of things. So we want to still apologize in advance. But real quick, you guys check out newlifefantasy.com if you haven't did it. Check out the join the mailing list. Check out the site. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And, you know, with that said, we're just going to talk about a little bit of recent news. And like I said, me and LT will talk about the playoffs and what's happening. So with that being said, I'm ready to take people on for a ride. So I'll go ahead and run the ball in this offense here. And the recent news, this being recorded on a Friday, whenever you guys might, you know, receive this, it could be maybe Sunday, but at least you guys get a heads up. And we'll talk about a dynasty player that I think we'll save towards the end, since this is typically more of a dynasty podcast, but we give you guys a lot of redraft flavor. And it's this news actually just populated here as soon as we got on LT. And it's De'Aaron Fox is expected to miss 10 to 14 days due to health and safety protocols. Shams reported this, and it looks like he tested positive for COVID. And they're currently 5 games behind the Warriors at 10, so this is going to be pretty much good news for those that have Tyrese Haliburton. But for those GMs that have De'Aaron Fox, this is crucial for fantasy playoffs time if you're still in it. I'll pass you the ball. You know, what's your thoughts on this, man?
This is a huge blow for his fantasy owners. De'Aaron Fox has been pretty good this year, man. Every time I see him, he's killing it. So this is a huge blow. Tyrese Haliburton owners are going to be grinning from ear to ear. And I'm kind of, you know, happy a little bit, too. I picked up DeLon Wright just recently. So he should get some increased playing time, hopefully, if De'Aaron Fox misses that extended amount of time. So if you got DeLon Wright or if he's available in your leagues, maybe take a quick peek in this next game, maybe see how much minutes he plays. But Tyrese Haliburton is going to be the big benefactor. He's probably going to start for that team. And interesting to see what he does if they start winning with Tyrese at the helm, because he's more of a playmaker than De'Aaron Fox is as far as passing the rock. We'll see, man. That's interesting to see what goes on there. But this is a big blow for his fantasy owners, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And this kind of sucks, too, because, like, you know, I had my boy there, DeLon Wright, in our league. Now you have him. I had to drop so many players just to squeeze in the playoffs, but that's the way of the game. And we'll, like I said, we'll talk a little bit more playoffs, but we want to strictly, you know, give you guys content here. But yeah, just like what LT said, if you have Wright, if he's available in the waiver wire, he's definitely an immediate add. And honestly, this is even for the shallow leagues. I'm talking about 12-man, potentially 10-man leagues. He would be worth an ad if he is available, for sure. He's going to get you those solid stats, and they could potentially start him, but I mean, maybe he doesn't, but either way, if he's coming off the bench, he's going to get solid minutes. Let's see, going on to another player that I seen you actually pick up, LT, another guy that I had, my boy, Professor X. It looks like Jonas Valanciunas is actually, though, he was in a concussion, you know, protocol, but it seems like he's really close to playing at this point in time. I'll pass you the ball, and you know, what's your thoughts on, you know, Jonas coming back, and do you think Tillman is going to be a free agency fodder again here soon?
Yeah, Xavier, Professor X, as you like to call him, he was actually a good pickup these last week. Jonas comes back, though, I think he's going to be relegated to a bench role, and he might not get enough minutes to really pose any type of value, because I was watching the game the other night and Jaren Jackson Jr. is back. He played a pretty good amount of minutes in the last game. And guys, when I tell you he looked good, He looked spry and he looked ready. And so it, once his, if you have him, if you've been holding on to him all year long and you, and you're in the fantasy playoffs, you're probably really happy right now. Cause he looks ready. They're going to give him some minute restrictions, but that Grizzlies have a chance to get into the play-in or even continue. I think they're maybe top eight. I think they're seventh right now. But they have a chance to really get in the playoffs and make some noise. So they're going to be playing. I think Jonas is going to play. And with Jaren Jackson coming back, I think some of those minutes Xavier had is going to kind of go away. So if you had them, maybe hold them for another game or two, kind of see how they regulate, you know, all of those big men in that rotation. But it's going to be hard now with those guys coming back, Starks.
Yes, absolutely. So can you hear me? Because I was fading out there.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, yeah, as far as that, yeah, Tillman, the Professor X, what I like to call him. And, you know, Jaren Jackson, like, you know, talking about that, him coming back, that's just actually a beautiful sight to see. So I think it is going to be a potential pretty much him going back to the waiver wire per se. And I think a player I definitely want to talk about real quick is the man, Terrence Mann, for the Clippers. He played pretty good here recently. And we know that came off the heels of, you know, some of the rest time of, what's his name, Kawhi Leonard being out. And we do know that Paul George is back. Well, no. Yeah, he's back. But Terrence Mann, this previous game, it didn't look good. But the game prior before that, he had 19 points. Is that my understanding? 19 points and six boards. And in that game in particular, the one just recently, I guess as we're because we're recording while games are going on tonight, and he, if you made an ad, and I'm sure people did after that game, got excited, only got 3 points and one rebound. So that's a sucky thing. I mean, you're chasing stats. So that's one thing. I mean, me and LT could talk about, if you play fantasy football and you're chasing stats, that's kind of what you did. If you added him and hoped that he was going to do well. And it would have made sense because he had 7 assists prior to that game too, but he really like laid a fat egg in this game with Kawhi Leonard out. I will pass you the ball to, you know, what are your thoughts on Mann in particular? And do you think maybe he bounces back, or was that game that he had prior to was an outlier?
Yeah, it was an outlier. That was the game I was watching. I think it was Clippers versus the Grizzlies. And they not only did Kawhi not play, but pretty much everyone didn't play. So Paul George didn't play, Kawhi didn't play, and then Reggie Jackson didn't play. Patrick Patterson, I don't know if I even saw Pat. I think Patrick Patterson was out there. Yogi Ferrell was out there running the point on some. Yogi Bear, exactly. You know that name, Starks. And so Yogi Bear was out there. So no one played last game. And so pretty much Terrence Mann had to do a lot. This game, Paul George played, Reggie Jackson's back. So a lot of that ball handling situations and circumstances was taken out of him. He's going to be better than this on most nights. 3 points is definitely low for him. He's going to score more than 3 while Kawhi's out. This game's just a low game. But he's not going to have the game like he had last game, because especially when Paul George plays, most of the time Reggie Jackson is going to play as well. I don't know. If you're in dire need for points, absolutely look into Terrence Mann. He'll get you 10 plus points per game in most cases, especially while Kawhi's out. But he's not going to give you too many other stats while those other guys are healthy, man.
Yeah, and I'll just transition. We'll kind of transition this section into, like, the last 5 games of players that is kind of on a hot streak, that this is the time that you have to just ride the hottest wave if you're in the playoffs right now. And it's typically, from what I'm looking at, it's looking like all the superstars are residing at the top. But one of the players that stick out tremendously is Gary Trent Jr. Toronto, as you probably, you know, as we all know, is essentially, I wouldn't say they're a wasteland team, but they've been on a struggle bus. Now, I know there's been a few games that he hasn't played, in particular Gary Trent. And the last game wasn't finally too good either. But what I have to say is the game prior before that, when he played OKC, dropped 23 points, 5 snipes, 5 rebounds, 5 steals. And he has a chance to be, a very decent player. I've always liked him from Portland. I wish Portland was able to keep him, but I don't know if it was a contract situation, LT, in that trade, or maybe I'm not really sure. But Norman Powell, I guess I should be asking, do you still like Norman Powell for Portland instead, or what's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Norman Powell's been playing great. Powell, what you lose in Gary Trent's explosive offensive prowess, you kind of gain in Powell's defensive prowess. Powell's a little bit better defensively, and that's what they needed. Plus, Gary Trent in the offseason was probably going to leave. Another team was going to probably pay him way more than what we could have. So he was going to probably leave in the offseason anyway. So it makes sense in that situation, especially if we keep Melo and a couple other guys. They love we love some of these other guys on the back of our bench. We're going to keep them. So I think that was a good move for the team. Now, whether we need, you know, I think what the main thing, the issue with the Blazers right now is that we're so focused on trying to be good on defense. We just need to outscore teams. I think our philosophy, we want to play defense. We want to play defense when it counts. Right. But the way that team set up, they need to just outscore. But going back to Gary Trent, he's playing great. I think his play is going to be predicated on what they do with Lowry. They are making a push based on what I've been seeing and reading. They are going to be making a push for the play-in. They still have a very strong and solid team, so they can match up against any team very well if everyone's healthy. And so they're going to be going in for that play-in. This is going to be very exciting basketball year. The first time the play-in is really going to – this is like – there's like four teams involved in the play-in. So you're going to get some a lot of matchups, a lot of fun basketball that counts in order to get into the playoffs. And the Raptors would be a really fun team to watch. So they may play Lowry a little bit more down the stretch just to make sure – but he's also a veteran, so he will be taking some days off, and Gary Trent will explode on those type of days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward for those GMs that still has him in it, especially in dynasty formats. I'm excited to see what he could potentially do in Toronto. I think, you know, this season for them, they should be a lot better. Well, I wouldn't say a lot better, but I think they're going to be better next year. It still depends on what happens to Lowry, but, you know, I think it's the youth movement there in Toronto, especially with Flynn. I like, you know, the potential in him in particular, and which we'll transition actually right into that here. Well, actually, let's go. Before I do that, I want to talk about one more player, and then I just want to, I guess we haven't done this in a while, let's talk about some of the games that are live while we're recording. But one more player that I want to definitely talk about, actually, that makes more sense to talk about for this moment, this segment, to transition, that Trae Young was hot, but now he's injured, right? We got all these injuries for the fantasy GMs before I talk about Trae Young. So those GMs that, including us, are frustrated. You got what we just talked about, De'Aaron Fox, Zach LaVine, Jaylen Brown, in and out, Jonas Valanciunas, Clint Capella, Kawhi Leonard, Domantas Sabonis, Trae Young, that we're going to talk about here momentarily, James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, Kemba Walker, in and out. All these injuries and all these players are pretty much essentially superstars. And I think Kristaps Porzingis is been kind of I think he just got hurt recently
he
as well.
He just got hurt, yeah.
Yeah, it's all these players. So looking at this, Trae Young, it was one of those injuries that you thought he was going to be out the rest of the season potentially. I think he might come back, at least maybe not, obviously not in the fantasy playoffs if you're in it, but I think the NBA playoffs, if they are still in, hopefully he'll be okay. But I just wanted to mention those injuries in particular, but I want to talk about one more player that's hot the last five games, and is Jakob Poeltl for the Spurs. And the last five games, you know, this is not like world beater stats, but one of the things that always sticks out to me is the counting stats, or the gritty stats that I like to see, is he's averaging 3 blocks in the last five games and averaging over 12 points and 9 rebounds. And, you know, the Spurs in particular, We know who they are. We used to, you know, me and LT has always been hard on the Spurs. And what I mean by that is we just didn't like talk about them in this podcast. But now it's a little bit different this year, LT. It seems like we kind of like talking about them, although they've been kind of making us a little irritated. You know, you have DeRozan on the team, and I have, Keldon Johnson, which Keldon Johnson's been cold, very cold. So this is the worst time. But Jakob Poeltl, this guy, I always felt like if he got opportunity to play, he does well. And rightfully so. And this is the situation that he's been averaging over 27 minutes in that, 28 minutes in actually 7 game span, and he's getting like top 50 better numbers, and that's something I can't ignore, and he's doing really well. You know, what's your thoughts on him, man?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. Ray, man, he's had this guy.
Oh, I tried
to get the – yes, he's had this guy. He thinks I don't know about the portal, the portaler, but I know about Mr. Portal. And he's been great. He's been consistent. He doesn't hurt you too much in those, you know, in those other stat lines. He's pretty decent from the free throw line, so he doesn't hurt you there. His field goal percentage is decent throughout the year. But yeah, those blocks, he was the big beneficiary of LaMarcus Aldridge moving over to the Nets, eventually, you know, decided to retire, but he was the big beneficiary there. His only, you know, the only person kind of nipping at his heels is my guy, Carlton Banks. Oh, I'm just kidding. Drew Eubanks is the only person that's really nipping at his heels. So, you know, that center spot is his. So he's been taking it. He's been doing very well. And anytime in Pop system, their defense is usually always pretty solid. So he's going to have plenty of options and opportunities to swat that ball away. You have 4 blocks, 5 blocks, you know, back to back games, 9 blocks in 2 games. That's a recipe for success in fantasy. So that looks that's amazing. And there's not much I can say other than Jakob Poeltl, man. That's one of Ray's sidekicks, man. Oh, he's calling me right now too on cue. He's calling me. That's funny.
Perfect. Hey, why don't you pick up the? Oh, I was gonna say maybe text him. And we'll try to squeeze them on the podcast. Like squeeze them in if you could do that.
Okay, I'll let text him. I'll text him real quick.
And we can try to get them on. And as you're texting them, I was just going to say, I just think in particular with this, and I'm going to just talk about his dynasty outlook, right? So Jakob Poeltl, and just like what LT was talking about, Eubanks kind of nipping at the heels in just that time span, but for redraft or dynasty, if you're in a win now situation, Jakob Poeltl is a potential punch, and he's nothing to overlook. So, you know, if he gets 27 minutes a game, because he's never averaged more than 20 minutes, I don't think, in his career. So let me check a few things here in a dynasty format. Well, at least I can at least pull back from 2016 in the NBA, and he's never averaged over 20 minutes a game. He's always been around hovering 16 to 17 minutes a game. So in actually the last 2 months, close to 30 minutes a game. So if you were to tell me that he can average at least 26 minutes a game next year, oh, my goodness. He's a potential top 50 to 60 player, and you're going to be able to get him cheap, super cheap. And this is the type of guys LT likes to go for. Because there's cheap bigs, and he's a very solid cheap big. So cheap that I would be willing to actually pay a little bit of a price on him, talking about maybe 8th round-ish, you know. But he's probably going to go later than that. It's not a sexy name. But that would be something I'm looking at for sure, because that I'm not going to ignore that, especially in the Spurs offense. It's not as – we know it's boring, but they've actually picked up the pace. I have to check their fast pace stats. It's been a while. But I think their pace has picked up a little bit this year, especially with now LMA.
was you able to get – DeJounte. He hasn't answered me. Yeah, DeJounte Murray, Derek White. He hasn't answered me back yet, so we'll see.
Okay. All right. So whenever he responds, let me know. And I was going to also say this transition to the games, we're going to go fast-paced offense here. We're going to try to get through some of these games quickly. So going into the game that just ended, Boston and Brooklyn, Boston lost, and they were shorthanded without Jaylen Brown and without Kemba. Thankfully, I had Jason Tatum, and he laid a fat egg yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
He came back with a vengeance in an important week that I'm in with against an opponent. The fantasy playoffs, dropping 38-10 boards, 4 assists, shot very efficient, except at the charity stripe, hit 6 snipes. Your boy that you have on the team, Smart, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, very well. He had a very well game. Anybody off the bench that sticks out is Pritchard. Is he a player that you could potentially stream? I mean, yeah, but the thing is, Kemba Walker. And see, that's the thing. Those that are in fantasy playoffs that has the headache, just like me and LT is dealing with, we don't know who to stream because we don't know if a player is going to take a rest day. That's the NBA that we're in. You know, it's unfortunate. And I'll pass you the ball. If there's any last impression you want to talk on Boston before I give it to you to talk about Brooklyn, man.
No, nothing on Boston. You covered it. Ray said he's driving. He said no thanks.
Okay.
he thinks he's sweet, probably. Peyton Pritchard. Yeah, you just don't know. You don't know if he's gonna explode or not on those back to backs with Kemba. You just don't know. So you can take if you need to take a wild dart throw, maybe Peyton, but Marcus Smart usually does the heavy lifting when Kemba's out. And then on the Brooklyn Nets side, that's right, Mr. Jeff Green, 19 points, two steals, one block, 35 minutes playing I can't believe I'm saying this, playing a pivotal role for the Brooklyn Nets winning this game. Yeah. Kyrie Irving didn't even do that well tonight. Had a double-double, though, 15 points, two blocks and four steals, though, 11 assists and nine rebounds. So almost a triple-double. Had those counting stats, too. So that you'll take that any day of the week from Kyrie. And then my guy, I was telling Starks when we got on Skype, what can Brown do for you? It's Bruce Brown, and he had 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 15 points. I know at one point I was looking at this game, he was 4 for 4 from the field. I was like, that's music to my ears. And so he's been pivotal for me in the last week or so. He's come in and done. He had like a crazy rebound game recently, and he's really come in and really been the big man I never had, to be honest with you. So I really love what he's been doing. Starks, any word on KD, man?
Yeah, KD. So the saying is, from Steve Kerr was mentioning that he could have potentially played today or Sunday. He says very possible, but I don't like the sounds of that. I honestly hope that if KD plays, I really hope it's only 10 minutes, like 10 or 15 minutes, seriously. Mm-hmm. They're using kids' gloves with him, and I'm gonna be honest, as a GM, those that have him, I know they're frustrated, rostered or having him rostered on the team. I'm a GM that has him as well. It's tough, but I think, he's very close. That's what they say. So hopefully things are going to be okay for next week, especially if you have a chance to make it next week in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We'll transition into the next game. Washington beats OKC. I'll leave Washington to you because there were some explosions, especially when your guys there. OKC, I have some of these players on here, and I did a nice stream, and it paid off. Coming off the bench, Roby had 16 points, 7 boards, 2 steals, and a block. Shot 15 shots, and I think, they just need to go ahead and maybe, I was not going to say star him, but I guess him being off the bench, he can do well, and I know he just came off an injury as well. Here's the issue that we're starting to run into is Moses Brown. It looks like in the second half, my understanding is they started Milton Bradley. No, not Milton Bradley, Tony Bradley. So starting him, Moses Brown, I know a lot of GMs is probably just like, no, I'm good. You're probably kicking tires. I understand dropping him in the shallow league. I'm still going to hold on to him, and that's probably not the best thing to say. Well, let me rephrase it. If you have him in a deep format, dynasty format, you're holding on to him. If you're like in a 12, 14 man league, I can understand if you have to drop him. You got. If you're in the playoffs, you need to not beat around the bush. And it might be me having at this point in time to make a drop. But I want to say one thing that Jeff Green, to say he had a pivotal role, and I know I'm going backwards. It sucks to see that because I know you had him, LT. I had him, and now Ray has him. So it's like a domino effect. And honestly, if Ray would have played either one of us this week, he would probably bust both of us.
Yeah,
bust.
But not even close. He has Curry, right? Right now, the most dangerous player, the most two dangerous players. Is the other two teams have them. So Jokic and Curry. So they're literally 1-2, 2-3 in the fantasy league all year. So that's fun. So anyways, on the Wizards, I want to say something, cause Starks isn't, I want to hold the horses real quick, y'all at home. Cause Starks going to gloss over his pickup of Roby. I'm not going to let him get by. Me and Starks both know we strategically picked up players from OKC, and there's no, he got Roby. I was looking at Roby too, which is funny about it, but I went ahead and went with Kenrich Williams because me and Starks both know that the Thunder have five games next week, okay? Me and Starks both know this, okay? Don't let Starks fool you, okay? He didn't mention it, but I know that was in the back of his head. So I picked up Kenrich Williams. He had a decent game. But my pickup of Kenrich Williams wasn't for this week. I didn't care about him getting him this week. It was for next week, okay? So just to give you guys some nuggets of information that you need to know, OKC has five games next week, okay? Five games. And there's two other teams with five games next week, the Dallas Mavericks and the Toronto Raptors, okay? So if you guys have or are able to get the Raptors, why I haven't dropped Chemical Birch yet. Why do you think, Starks, you know, people wonder, why do you still have Kim Birch? Because they play five games next week. And he seems to be the starting guy there with Boucher hurt. And Lowry, why? What's going on with Lowry? I got to go with them. He had five games. He will hopefully play at least 3 to 4 of those games next week with the Raptors. So you got to go with my, I got to go with my guy Lowry. I did make a small.
Let me steal the ball real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
We're recording while games are going on. Stephen Curry is headed to the locker room foot. So we'll keep you guys updated when this comes up after that. Woo! So I'll pass you back the ball to LT.
I need Jokic to get a quick out tree. I need Jokic to get an out tree. Anyways, yeah, just a small one, you know, just a something to, you know, maybe just next week he doesn't play any games, you know. Anyways, Dallas Mavericks also play five games. Ray made a drop in our league. Josh Richardson, I probably should have swooped him up. But that is the last little bit there. And the teams with there's no teams with two games next week. So if you're in a playoff still, next week is going to be a strong week. Looks like the only teams with three are the New York Knicks, the Clippers, the Pistons, the Warriors, and the Pacers. So those are the teams with three games. Everyone else has four games next week and ready to go. All right.
No, I'm glad you. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I was going to say, no, I'm glad that you brought that up. The five games, yes, it did.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, I bet. Because that's the only reason why you would pick Roby up. There's no other reason why you would pick Isaiah Roby up. That's why
sure,
I wanted you.
Man,
yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure. Hey, Starks, I'm sure. That's the only reason why you got Roby. You already got Mo. Don't you got Poku, too? Yeah, and Dort, you got their whole squad. That's what I'm saying, dog. You got the whole Thunder squad. Don't think
Moses
I don't.
Brown.
You got Moses Brown, Poku, Dort, and you got Roby. You got their whole squad, dog. Listen, I know. Listen, I'm here. I see it. Why? Well, that's exactly why I had all the Grizzlies this week. Don't think I don't know. I know what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Okay, I understand. You got like six Thunder players, man. Don't think I don't see that trash. Anyways, Beal went off in this game. Six rebounds, three assists, one steal, two blocks. Let me see what Starks' guy did. Oh, Gafford. No. 2 points, one block, one steal, six rebounds. He had a great game last game. I was liking to see what he was doing. My guy, Davis Bertans, only 12 points this game, but his role is going to be sure to expand due to the fact of the injury that I can't think of his name. Denny's. I call him. We're going to Denny's. Denny's got a injury. Looked pretty bad. Probably, you know, broken foot. So big up prayers up to him. Hopefully he'll come back stronger and better than ever. But that does free up time for some odd reason. They started Bonga and Davis Bertans. So keep that in mind. And we can go to the next game, Starks.
Yep. And we're going to speed this offense a little bit more. Thank you for bringing up the schedule. That's very potent for the listeners. So Miami and Atlanta, and this is a drop I didn't like to do, but I had to just to make it in the playoffs. Kendrick Nunn, I was starting Miami. You could jump to Atlanta. Kendrick Nunn had dropped 21 points. And, you know, Hero, he's not really Hero Academia, as LT would call him right now. He's been in and out. He's the biggest headache, and he's been fantasy bust. I wouldn't even say a bust. I don't think he was supposed to be particularly good. I took a flyer on him in maybe the eighth round and thought he would potentially give that value back, but he definitely hasn't been this year, and especially he's been in and out of the season. But anyways, when he's been playing, he hasn't been doing anything special. Jimmy Butler had a decent game. Yeah, he did all right. Nobody, all your boy Trevor Ariza, the Ariza Ooh, cat.
Double, 13 double.
Points, 10 rebounds, a double, double, toil in trouble. Ooh. Three snipes, three assists and a steal. So he did good. I can't ignore your guy. And I know, you know, Dwayne Dedman, Dedman Walking, I know they signed him or picked him up. Mm. And he only played 11 minutes. Are you going to say something?
No. I was going to say, I don't know what happened to this guy. I don't know what happened to Dwayne Dedman. He was supposed to be. I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. He's a dead man walking. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. But only 11 minutes. That doesn't look good.
But I'll pass you the ball. Go ahead and hit Atlanta real quick.
Yeah, Arista. I just want to touch up on Arista Krat. He's my Batum 2.0 in the second half of the season. Batum. Yeah. He's putting up these Batum like stats. Batum's kind of, you know, he was hot in the beginning. He's kind of taking a little pushback because he went to the bench. But Arista Krat, man, he's coming out doing what you want him to do, and he's pretty efficient. Doesn't hurt you really anywhere. That's why I like him. Double double. I love to see that. On the right hand side, we got the Atlanta Hawks. The trayless Hawks. We got Solomon Grundy, 9 points, three swipes, got three steals, four rebounds. John Collins doing some heavy lifting, 20 points, eight rebounds, only one block, but that's okay. And then I don't know who this guy is, Onyeka Okongwu. I think I did that pretty well, actually. He played for Clinton Capella, it looks like. Or Capella. He only played 33 seconds. Did he get hurt this game? Do we know?
That might be a flaw. He shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah, that might be inaccurate on Yahoo. But he played decent. But again, no pickups there. I think Capella just had a game off. Herder hurt me tonight. I'm playing someone with Kevin Herder.
He hurt me too.
Five swipes. Five steals, man. 11 didn't score that much, but man, I'll take five swipes, no points, any day of the week, no matter who it is. So that's a big one. And then Bogdan doing his 21 points, and Gallinari 17 points. He's been playing pretty well. Gallinari, when he plays, he's been playing pretty well. And while Trey is out, probably will take a bigger role offensively as well.
Okay. And then we'll go ahead and speed it up here. We are into the Clippers game. In the Clippers and Houston game, this is with Paul George in this game. We know that Kawhi is out. I'll go ahead and touch up on the Houston side. The Houston side looked like the Wood finally had a bounce back in an inefficient game, but we'll take it finally. But, you know, almost had the Drummond stats that we were accustomed to earlier this year. 24 points, 19 rebounds, two assists, hit two snipes. Your boy didn't play, KPJ. Well, it looks like, okay, we got news. And it looks like Curry's back. He returned to the bench. So it looks like you can take a sigh of relief for those that have him. Just in case, you know, things get wonky and he just doesn't – if he's not playing well, it looks like the guy that was subbed in right after Curry was hurt was Jordan Poole, LT, the Poole Shark.
Yeah.
So that is just keep that in mind if he's ever going to miss time. But – another guy that I have, or just to talk about in particular, is Deshaun Tate. He's been solid all this year. I know he's been having inconsistencies, but he's getting all the minutes he can eat, especially with Dippo out of there. And John Wall, he came back in this game. He exploded, inefficient, but the 27 points and 13 assists is nothing to take lightly with a steal and two blocks. There's nothing else really to talk about. I'll pass you the ball on the Clippers real quick.
Yeah, we already touched on the Clippers a little bit. DeMarcus Cousins is playing, you know, 15 minutes on and off. Looks like that's going to be his role. He had 11 points, one block, eight rebounds this game. He just is not getting enough minutes to really be fantasy reliable. So I wouldn't pick him up unless if there's any major injuries or anything to Zubat, as I like to call him, from Pokemon Supersonic. And then Paul George just had a game, man. Two steals, 14 rebounds, 33 points. With no Kawhi, man, Paul George really is that prominent fantasy superstar that we've grown to love without Kawhi in that lineup, man. He's just something else. So he's having a strong go at it. He's taking days off too, though. So you just got to manage as best as you can moving forward. Reggie Jackson, can't forget you, dog. He had a good game as well. 19 points, two steals, five assists, and five rebounds.
Nice. And we'll close up shop. There's only two more games, but the one that's still going, that's potent. And we'll just go to the Charlotte and Cleveland game. Charlotte wins 108-102. Cleveland, I'll jump on the Cleveland side. Jaren Allen starting, almost a double-double. Shot perfectly, field goal percentage, except for the charity stripe. Colin Sexton had himself a good game, very efficient, 11 for 19, 3 snipes, 28 points, 2 assists, 7 rebounds. My boy Garland Jr., Darius Garland, 27 points, 6 assists, 2 steals. Shot efficient, 12 for 20, 2 snipes. Hartenstein is a player that you can look in the deepest deep. The deepest of deep formats, Hartenstein. And again, that's 10 points and 2 assists, only 14 minutes, which is unfortunate. But I think, you know, Kevin Love, for those GMs that have him, I know it's going to be he's the biggest headache all year. And just to be honest, you're going to look for some rest days. You can only expect it. And I think Hartenstein is going to get more of the minutes as the season, you know, wears down. And Lance, he got all the minutes from the bench at 27 minutes, but he didn't really do too good with the 8 rebounds that you take. I'll pass you the ball for Charlotte's side.
Yeah, real quick, looks like Okoro played 34 minutes. Torian Prince is out. Yeah, Torian Prince is out for the season. Looks like Okoro played most of those minutes. Larry Nance came in a little bit more minutes. Dean Wade got a little bit of time in there. But it looks like it's going to be mostly what do they call themselves? Sexland? Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. They've been killing it. They've been killing it the last couple games together. And this is a good thing to see for next year. Don't forget these guys, especially Darius Garland. The cat's out of the bag now, Starks. You can't gobble them up for free now in fantasy drafts. And then on the Charlotte Hornets side, Miles Bridges, okay, had a great game. Double-double, 10 rebounds, 25 points, playing a prominent role in there after all the injuries with Charlotte. And then Terry Rozier. He's been great all year. And PJ Washington finding Terry with 25 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 5 rebound, and 2 assists. This team is old school. What's the guy I'm looking thing? Maybe old school Raptors style. They just everyone's playing like crazy minutes. Sweatshops over there in Charlotte. If you have any stakes in any of these players, you're happy. You're grinning from ear to ear.
Nice, nice. And I think that's pretty much it. You know, like I said, we wanted to keep this episode relatively short. I guess the clutch shot I will take is into this Denver. I was going to say Michael Porter Jr., if you have him, hopefully you expect big things for him the rest of the season just because of, unfortunately, Jamal Murray is out. And obviously, Joker's going to pick up all the slack. You would think Aaron Gordon would do good. He's going to be inconsistent. And Campazzo, I don't know. He's been inconsistent, but I think if you have him in deep formats, you'd be patient with him because he's going to get the minutes, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be just basically musical chairs after him, you know, playing at the guard spot. That is essentially my clutch shot, is just to talk about them in particular. I don't have anything else. I'll pass you the ball to you if you have a clutch shot, man.
Yeah, no. My clutch shot is again, good luck to everybody out there in their playoffs. I know for some leagues it's already, you know, semifinals week. Close to the next week will be finals week. Good luck. Good luck in your games. Remember some of the tips we gave you guys last week and this week. If you can, look out or seek out Raptor players, Maverick players. On the Mavericks, there's not really a lot of people, to be honest with you, to pick up. Everyone probably has them. But take a look into if there is going to be an injury to the can't think of his name right now. What's the big man in Mavericks? Mavericks.
Porzingis.
There we go. Yeah, Pringles. Yeah, check out that injury to Pringles. See who his replacement may be. If he's going to take some time out, it may be the right time to swoop that pick that backup up. But other than that, Starks, that's all I got, man.
All right. Well, yep, that's all we have, you guys. Just like LT said, focus, do the best you can. Stream. Hopefully you have at least 2 spots to do that. So that way you can really take advantage of it, just like LT was calling it out. Take advantage of those teams that he mentioned earlier in the podcast, especially OKC being one of them. And just to be honest with you, there's going to be some players, especially Dort, that probably is going to have rest time, right? And to be honest with you, I just have to ask you this question, and then we can get off here, LT. Mm-hmm. Do you think Dort is for real, or do you think it's a mirage? He had a decent game tonight. He just shot it inefficient. But do you think he's legit?
Yo, listen, this is what I got to say about Dort, Starks, okay? All right, listen. I want you to hear me very clearly, okay?
All right.
Dort is a team-orientated player. He's Marcus Smart Light, okay? Marcus Smart can go off some nights, yeah, right? That's cool. Thumbs up, right? But that doesn't mean he's the star of the show or legit, okay? If that team was full power, okay, all right, that team is desolate, okay? The word I find is desolate, okay? If they actually had their actual players out there playing, I don't think Dort would have some games, but he wouldn't be scoring 50 points, man, out there. He's literally playing with, like, dudes who are just turning 20, man. Like, it's just one of those. It's just he's young, too, so he's good. But this is outlier. This is the perfect player in the perfect situation type stuff. And you got to ride it. Got to ride it. Next year, will he be putting up 50 bombs next year? I don't know. Okay? No, if they're healthy. No. No. Just no.
I just want to say that we know nobody really wears NBA jerseys. It seems like it's irrelevant, you know, nowadays. But if jerseys was still in, I think I would get a Dort jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys can find me on my Twitter handle. It's @Starks_industry. You can also find me on Instagram as Fishers of Men 21. I do mostly the faith-based questions on there. But just ask me anytime, especially on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll get you guys at a prompt time. I'll pass you the ball. See, where can they find you at, man?
Man, you can find me at Twitter, at Sage Network. With the brown, what can Brown do for you shirt, UPS shirt, Bruce Brown. You can find me at Sage Network _. Just hit me up if you have any questions about food, diet, basketball, fantasy. If you're scared as much as I am about playing a Jokic-led fantasy team next week, come join me. Come. Let's talk about it together. But no, that's all I got. And it was a blast talking to you, Starks.
Yeah, and this my match is it's close, man. I wouldn't be surprised. I hope my team doesn't choke. It's 5-4 right now, T. So
you're fine, man. You're fine. You would be losing in percentages, but you're fine, man. My man has 8 blocks on the week. You're fine, man. You're good.
Yeah, this would be crazy if I lose this week.
He would have to out 3 you. That's the only thing I can see.
He could potentially do it.
Man. Yeah, if he somehow gets those players to play. His players would have to actually be able to play in order for him to do that.
So, listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. With that being said, have a good evening, morning, afternoon, and take a ride.
Take a ride. Yeah.